What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A golf minute in 45 minutes. An unpleasant realization that has just kind of been... It's like one of those slow onset things that I want to talk about in 20 minutes for me. Like, you ever have the thing where you feel like you're getting sick, but you know you're not sick at that moment in time, but you kind of say, like, I say this to my wife all the time, I'm like, I think I'm getting sick. I'm not sick right now, but give me like 12 hours and I'll be sick. I'm having that sort of feeling, that slow motion drip right now, about one particular sports sort of story, if you want to call it that, in Pittsburgh. So we'll get to both of those things in the very near future on this Counter Programming Thursday. Right now, though, classic of counter-programming would be, of course, what would Pony and Mueller do? The hit segment sweeping the nation. And we've got two candidates here, Charlie Borges. Two what would Pony and Mueller do candidates. First one, submission, they write in, said the following. I work in an office building, person says, where there are two sets of doors to get in the building. So there's a little, like, anteroom, if you want to call it that. It's a door, a set of doors. You walk inside for about 6 feet, another set of doors, and then you walk in further. I think that's, would you say, Borges, that's probably pretty common in most places? Like, a lot of office buildings have something to that effect, right?
Oh, still
with,
yeah.
You with me here?
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. So a person says, was walking in the door the other day, person was walking back into the building and noticed me, held the door for me. I said, thank you. Person then held the second door for me, kind of because he was already on his way. I sort of half muttered thank you, but don't even know if he heard it or if he heard it, he knew what I was saying. Guys, do I even need to say thank you the second time? Or for two doors within 6 feet, is one thank you enough to show your appreciation for somebody's politeness? Your thoughts?
I would say just thank you again, or just not even. It's either or. As long as there's one thank you on the table, you're showing your gratitude for the first door opening. I think that just covers it again. It's like when somebody sneezes more than twice in one sneeze session. All it takes is one bless you, and you should be covered.
See, my read on this is that it has very... And the person did not specify how the door holder reacted to sort of the muttered, like, they said the first one crystal clear, second one they just kind of described it to me as, in their writing of it, as, yeah, I just sort of grunted at them. I think the person holding the door is the person who matters here, because I could see this being on Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry David holds a door for somebody, person says thank you, Larry David holds the second door for somebody, person doesn't really say thank you, and Larry kind of looks at him weird, or person holds door for Larry says thank you, person holds door for Larry the second time, Larry says nothing, person looks at Larry all weird, and he gets very strange about it. This is a tough one, but I think I'm going to plant my flag on this. I really think if somebody holds both doors for you and they're that close together, I think you only owe them one thank you. I think you did the perfect thing with the sneeze. At some point, somebody keeps sneezing and you go, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. It becomes annoying to be the person saying bless you there. It almost makes them feel stupid for sneezing, I think.
It's gotten to the point where there's somebody in my family who sneezes. It's like six or seven. After the first one, I'll say bless you. They'll sneeze again. I'll say bless you. And then after the second one, I will literally say, you're on your own. and not acknowledge them the rest of the time if they ever sneeze again.
I only do this for like immediate family members, basically. I don't even think I would do it as a joke for my in-laws. Maybe one of my brothers-in-law or sister-in-law, not my father-in-law or mother-in-law. But if somebody does that same thing, if they sneeze once, I'm like, bless you. If they sneeze twice, bless you again. If they sneeze a third time, I go, shut up. Like, just a very sharp, shut up. It's not meant to be mean. They know I'm just kidding around, but that's basically how I feel about it. But I can imagine being in the door situation today and just feeling very awkward. Because I think, like, there's oftentimes somebody won't even say something if you hold it the first time, but you don't ever want to be known as the person that's not showing gratitude. And you definitely don't want the person to feel like you're ignoring them and their kind gesture twice in a row. All right, that's one of them. Here's the second one. This is like a very basic etiquette question. Pony and Muller, I'm headed to a restaurant, party of 15. Do I need to call in advance to the restaurant to let them know that a large party is coming through? This was a strange one because my first thought was, isn't the automatic move here to get a reservation? Because if you get a reservation for 15, the restaurant automatically knows that there's a party of 15 coming here. So you take care of all of this. So my question would be, is there no reservations at this place? This was like an incomplete info thing. Let's say there's a party of 15 going, Charlie, to a reservation-free restaurant, like kind of a bar-restaurant hybrid, a big enough restaurant but also a bar area. What would you do if they didn't take reservations and you had 15 coming?
Well, as a bartender myself, I would say to them, well, you got to like give us a heads up because what if we don't have enough staff to prepare? Like if you come in as a walk-in as a 15 without any sort of heads up whatsoever, what if there's only one person working the bar? What if there's only one cook? I would say like if you have a party of larger than 8.
Mm-hmm.
I would call ahead and say, I have this many people. Can you fit us in tonight as a walk-in if this place doesn't accept reservations?
But otherwise, if they do accept reservations, it's automatic. Like that's why this question struck me as weird. Like 15 people, I would just think that's what God invented the humble reservation for, because that lets everybody know on both ends of the equation, we're coming at this time. You can expect us. There are 15 of us. Thank you very much.
You would have to have a reservation for that. I mean, especially if the place does take reservations, they would know how many people to put on staff. Like if, oh, we have a party of 15 coming in as a reservation, we know to put one bartender, one server, or one bartender, two servers for the other people that are coming in for the traffic flow.
Speaking as a bartender here, because I never bartended, but I think bartenders are generally some of the coolest people on earth, other than like a customer being outright rude. Like, so I'm talking, you know, outside of they're smashing glasses, they're cussing you out, whatever. What is like the biggest customer pet peeve you have as far as the way people sometimes behave where maybe they don't realize they're being annoying to you, the bartender, but they are being annoying?
There's way too many. Like, there's one that always makes me laugh. Whenever somebody comes in and I'm busy, and I'm very clearly busy, like running around, pouring drinks, seating people, because at the bar that I work at, I'm not only the bartender, I'm sometimes the bartender, the server, and the host that I sit people. So I'll clearly be busy, and a guy would come in and would say, can I have X beer? Don't worry, I'll take care of you. When somebody says, I'll take care of you, as tipping-wise, I know for a fact I am not going to be taken care of. Like, if somebody says, oh, I'm going to take care of you, don't worry, you take care of me, I'll take care of you. The bill's going to be $50, I'm going to get a dollar if I'm lucky.
Oh, man.
So don't ever say, I'll take care of you, because if you say that, it already tips the server, an experienced one anyway, you're not going to get taken care of.
If you've got to say that you're going to take care of somebody, you can be counted on to be very tight-fisted.
Pretty much.
See,
also,
that's one
stupid
where
questions.
That's one where I just try to – I wait patiently if I see that you're that busy and maybe pay with the first one with cash and pay with obviously too much cash and tell you to keep the change, and then we've established a rapport, I think.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, I'm more than okay with – if somebody puts a 20 down at the bar and just says, I'll take a Miller Lite or whatever – I can just take the cash out, put it on the bar. And as long as that cash is there on the bar, it's not going to be another step for me to say, do you want to start a tab? Do you want to do cash? Just leave the cash on the bar. I'll take care of it. Or when you first sit down at the bar, start me a tab. I'll take whatever beer.
Man, I think the other thing I don't like, just as a last thought on this bar pet peeve, the I'll take care of you guy, is I think they're saying it to try to make themselves seem like a real cool guy. Like, hell, look at me. I'll take care of you. Don't worry. That's a real jackass move. I got to be honest. I thought you were going to go with something other than that, but that one ticks me off now that I've heard you actually say it.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. I could run through all the stupid questions I've ever been asked that are pet peeves. That'll be 3 hours.
Yeah, we don't have time for that, unfortunately. I don't have the heart to make you go through that kind of process.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.